Well, would you turn with me, please, to Psalm 111? Psalm 111, as I mentioned, probably each of the times that we've looked at one of these verses, Psalm 111 focuses on the works of the Lord, the great works of the Lord. I'd again like to read verses 1 through 6. We'll focus just a few minutes on verse 7 this morning. This is God's inerrant and living word. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. Amen. Well, last time we saw in verse 6 that one way that the Lord declares his power to us, to his people, his works to his people, is by giving us an amazing heritage. He's given us the inheritance of the nations. So we are his own people, and he blesses us as his people by allowing us to be a part of, in fact, to have a part in his inheritance. And I mentioned last week, as we came to the table, I mentioned that we see the Lord's power certainly declared mightily in the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And so all the nations are his. And we are his. And verse 7 tells us more about the works of the Lord, his wonderful works which we are to remember and which we are to study. In fact, they're studied by all those who have pleasure in them. So all his works, all he has done, and all he will do is done in verity, it says. I always think of Verity Simmons when I say that. Done in verity, which means truth. Everything he does is done in truth. And injustice, or you could say uprightness, or righteous judgment. So the works of the works of his hands, all that he does, all his works of creation and his works of providence are done in truth. And in fact, they confirm the truth. All his acts are an expression of the truth. Revelation 15 said, this is those who are victorious, the saints. It says of the saints, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints, or O King of the nations. So the marvelous works and all the ways of the King of the nations are just and true. And so in verse 7, it goes from declaring the mighty works that the Lord has done for his people, which he has done in truth and justice, to his faithful word, and we'll look more about that in verse 8 next week. So it goes from his works to his word and his promises to his people. They will always go together. His works and his word go together. God's works and his word. And while man's actions and our works are not necessarily in agreement to our word or our promises, in God's case, they are always in truth. Psalm 19 expresses also that the word of God and the works of the Lord are true and righteous. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. All his precepts are sure. They are trustworthy. You can count on all of the law of God, his commandments, his precepts. They are all sure, and they are all certain. And all that the Lord does for his people or against his enemies is fully agreeable and in keeping with his holy word. The promises that he made to bless his people who obey and to bring shame and judgment to those who disobey are sure. They will all be carried out. His word is always true and just. All that he does is right. All that he just, all his works confirm his word. your sure and certain and trustworthy word, you should trust in fully. So let's pray and ask the Lord to help us rejoice in his works, his mighty works in our lives, and to delight in his word. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are your people. And we rejoice that you've given us your precious and very great promises, your sure and your certain and your trustworthy word. And that all you do, all your works are faithful to your word and are done in truth and justice. Well, Lord, we ask that you would prepare our hearts now to rejoice in this sign of the covenant, which we keep according to your word. And Lord, you have made us glad through your work, and we triumph in the works of your hands, in the coming of the Lord, and in our redemption through his finished work on the cross. Lord, we partake of this covenant, not because of our own righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. And we praise you, Father, in his name. Amen.